This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Bruchim Abayim, Asar B'Teves. So let me share with you a few thoughts from Hagoyin Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was one of the most brilliant minds who ever lived. He was also one of the greatest Marbitzei Torah in Europe, in the times of Rav Yonasan. Even his detractors say that he taught more than 24,000 Talmidim in his career. So Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz wrote the Yaros Devash, which is a famous Sefer of Drush, and he refers to the famous comment of the Avodraham. Everybody likes to talk about the Avodraham. What does Avodraham say? Avodraham says that even though Asar B'Teves cannot fall out on Shabbos, but if it were, Lu Yitzur, it would fall out on Shabbos, you would fast even on Shabbos. Why? Because the Navi Yecheskel says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Question is, Shkoyach, he says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, but you can't fast on Shabbos. Shabbos is it's a day min haTorah. How do you fast on Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef says, well, maybe what the Avodraham means is, it says by Asar B'Teves, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and it says by Yom HaKippurim, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, just like Yom Kippur, you fast on Shabbos, so to Asar B'Teves, you would fast on Shabbos. But the Beis Yosef is bothered, you know, the Avodraham is a great man, but he's not a Tana, he can't make a Gzeirah Shavah. So what exactly does the Avodraham mean? Why would you fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Teves would come out on Shabbos? There's a famous pshat of the Chassam Sofer. We'll get to it later. Let's first say over what Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz says. Let's get the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk says like this: B'shana hatshias, in the ninth year, b'yud lachodesh ha'asiri, on the tenth day of the tenth month. Right? Now is the tenth month. Teves is the tenth month. And Asar B'Teves, tenth day of the tenth month. Ben Adam, son of man. Kisoiv lecha Hashem hayom. By the way, why is he called the son of man? It might be a Gilgal of Hevel, who is Ben Adam. Anyway, kisoiv lecha Hashem hayom. Write the name of the day. Es etzem hayom hazeh. This very day. What happened? Samach melech Bavel Yishalayim be'etzem hayom hazeh. The king of Bavel sieged Yerushalayim on this very day. Okay, so the question is, asked Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, why does it say Yoim Hazeh es Etzem Hayoim Hazeh? Like it's repetitive. It says Shem Hayoim Etzem Hayoim Hazeh. You know, it's superfluous. It's repetitive. So he quotes the Yifei Toyar, who says that Shem Hayoim is the day of the week. What day of the week was it? And Etzem Hayoim Hazeh is the day of the month. So it's not being repetitive. The Navi is recording two important pieces of information. So b'yud lachodesh ha'asiri, kesoiv lecha Hashem hayom, write the day of the week, and write es etzem hayom hazeh, write the day of the month. So Yecheskel has two jobs. You know, I'm sure he could handle it. It's not a big deal. You write the day of the week and the day of the month. The question is, asked Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, and that is, b'chol ha'Torah kula, we don't find the Torah ever saying what day of the week something is. You ever notice that? Not anywhere in Sefer. Does it ever say it happened on a Tuesday, it happened on a Thursday, it happened on a Shabbos? No day of any week is ever mentioned by any event in Kol HaTorah Kula. It says Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. It doesn't even say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, you wouldn't even know that it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday if not for the fact that the seventh day is... Right? It doesn't say this happened on... Right, the creation. Creation. Yeah, what do you... Right. But it doesn't say, you know, on a Tuesday the Malachim came to Abraham. On a Thursday, Hashem decided to destroy Sodom. You know, it's interesting. Why? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Beis b'Shabbos le'yashkechan. Basically, the Torah is never makbid on the day of the week. And this is the only instance in the whole Tanakh, which according to the Fei Toyar, the Navi is asked to write down the day of the week. Why? So says Rabbi Yonasan, that got me thinking. What day of the week was it? Right? I don't think, I never heard this before. What day of the week was the siege of the first Beis HaMikdash? So he says like this. There's a Yushalmi, and it's brought on the Torah, and I admit I wasn't familiar with this, that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Aleph Av. It must be a printing mistake. The Torah says it was destroyed on Aleph Av. I thought it was the Surah on Tisha B'Av. I mean, yeah, bring the Torah. I mean, they never told me that in yeshiva, that the first place in the Surah, the Gemara says they were both the Surah on Tisha B'Av. I'm assuming he means on a Sunday. Then he says, "V'matzoi ha-Shabbos nechrav habayis," and it was a Sunday. I mean, if you could look at the words, we're reading the same way. He says that the first base of Mishnah was destroyed on Aleph Av. I don't either, you know. On a Tainus, it's hard for me to remember every single Torah, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I have to look it up later, okay? That's what he says. I don't even think we need it for the piece. He just quotes Yushalmi and the Torah that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Aleph Av. And Matzah Shabbos was Nechrav. It was, okay, so the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on a Matzah Shabbos. So now it says Rabbi Yonasan, let's make a cheshbon. According to the Seder of the months, Rosh Hashanah following the Churban. That means if the Churban, Tisha B'Av, was a Sunday, then the following Rosh Hashanah was a Wednesday. Obviously. Why obviously? I don't know, but that's what he says. He says that if Tisha B'Av was on a Sunday, then the following Rosh Hashanah is Wednesday. Okay, that means, so far I don't know why. How about the Rosh Hashanah before? That's the big question. How about the Rosh Hashanah? We know the Rosh Hashanah following Asar B'Tevis. What about the Rosh Hashanah before? What? 59 days away. So what is it?
It's on a Sunday, so 56, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What, 8 weeks later is 56? And then you add Thursday, Friday. What? So it's destroyed on a Sunday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'm counting from Alpha. If you say it was destroyed, then
okay, so you're saying the matzah, the first base was destroyed on Aleph Av, and matzah, and it was destroyed on a Sunday. So then it comes out Rosh Hashanah the following year was a Wednesday, 59 days later. Okay, and what about when was Rosh Hashanah the year before? So there's a klal in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah that what? 4 days apart. V'mkein Rosh Hashanah shtaken Rosh Hashanah yikara matzah v'chumam v'yom Shabbos. The aim being Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Elidal Yamim. Every year, Rosh Hashanah is 4 days later. Fine. So that means the previous Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. Vim Kein Hoy Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We know that the Rosh Chodesh moved. So if Rosh Hashanah was a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan was a Monday. And Rosh Chodesh Kislev was a Tuesday. And Rosh Chodesh Teves Aleph is going to be Thursday. Then Asara B'Tevis is going to come out on Shabbos. Okay? So Rabbi Yonasan makes a cheshbon based on the Yushalmi and the Torah that says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on a Aleph Av on Sunday, which would then come out that the following Rosh Hashanah was a Wednesday and the Rosh Hashanah before was a Shabbos, and then Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan was Monday, Rosh Chodesh Kislev was Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Teves was Thursday, and Asar B'Teves was Shabbos. So very interesting. So now we know the year that Nebuchadnezzar set siege and surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim, Asar B'Teves, that very day was Shabbos. So that means the original Asar B'Teves was a Shabbos. Now we know why it was so important to write what day it happened. Because if it didn't write what day it happened, we never would have known that if Asar B'Tevis would come out on Shabbos, you have to fast on Shabbos. Why would you fast on Shabbos? How could you fast on Shabbos? But now we know that the original Asar B'Tevis was not only Be'etzem Hayoim on Asar B'Tevis, but it was also, as the Pasuk says, Shem Hayoim, which was Shabbos. So therefore, it must be, if Asar B'Tevis would come out on Shabbos, you have to fast, because that's how it happened. Okay? Well, usually not. You know, there's a famous kasha of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asks, why doesn't every Tainus trump Shabbos? Why? Because you're right, Shabbos is the Raisa. But eating on Shabbos, who says you got to eat on Shabbos? doesn't say in the Torah you have to eat on Shabbos. It's the Navi Yeshaya. Navi Yeshaya says, V'karaso l'Shabbos, oineg. And the Navi says you have to fast. Which Navi? The Navi Zechariah says, Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Ashvi, Tzayim Asiri, Yiel Beis Yazah. So now you have, you know, a clash between two Navi'im. So what do? Navi Zechariah is screaming at you, don't eat. Navi Yeshaya is screaming at you, eat, eat, eat. V'karaso, so who do you listen to? What do you do when you have two Navi'im in conflict? Sheva'al Tasa Adif. You can't act. So what does Sheva Al Tasa say? Don't eat! So Frek the Minchas Chinuch, every single tainus that comes out on Shabbos, you should not eat. Right? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So once we're on that kasha, we'll say over. So far, let's just come back to Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason's pshat is that the reason why if Asar B'Teves would come out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos, because the original Asar B'Teves came out on a Shabbos, and that is why the Navi says, Eshem Hayom, Es Etzem Hayom. Shem Hayom is the day of the week. Etzem Hayom is the day of the month. That's why it's the only time in Tanakh where the day of the week was written. Let's come back to the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch's kasha is, you have Navi against Navi, Navi Yishai against Navi, Zechariah, who's going to win? Sheva'al Tasa. So whenever a fast comes out on Shabbos, you should always fast. So this is one of the many questions from which the Minchas Chinuch derives that no Navi ever said what day of the month to fast. The Navi only picked the month, and the Chachamim later picked the day. So the Navi, Zechariah, just says, fast in the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, the tenth month. He doesn't say fast on the 17th day of the fourth month. He doesn't say fast on the ninth day of the fifth month. He just says the month. Late, and one Jew could fast the first, one Jew could fast the second. As long as you get it in the month, you're following the Nevi'im. So now the Navi Yeshaya says, eat on Shabbos. The Navi Zechariah says, don't eat this month. So how could you fast? You're not listening to anybody, right? Because the Navi is not telling you to fast today. The Rabbanon are saying to fast today. So Navi versus Chachamim, the Navi wins. So Rav Chaim Brisker has alumned us. This is all fine and dandy for all the other Tanisim. But Asar B'Teves, the Navi doesn't just say the month. Yeah, the Navi Zechariah says Tzayim Ha'asiri, but the Navi Yechezkel says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So now the Navi is telling you the day. So now the Navi Yechezkel is saying fast. The Navi Yeshaya is saying to eat. What do? Sheva'al Tasa and you fast. That's Pshat Avudraham. The reason why the Avudraham says that if Asar B'Teves would come out on Shabbos, you would fast, is because you're back to the Minchas Chinuch's question. Minchas Chinuch has a geshmak akasha. You should always fast when a fast day comes out on Shabbos, because Navi versus Navi, Sheva'al Tasa Adav. And the only answer is the Navi doesn't pick the day. But Asar B'Teves, the Navi did pick the day. So Navi picked the day, you're back to the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. You could fast. That's maybe what the Avodraham means, Reb Chaim says. Be'etzem Hayoim. It's not making Gzer Shava Asar B'Teves to Yom Kippur. He's saying the Navi picked the day. Since the Navi picked the day, you're back to the Menchas Chinuch's question. So I heard that this lamdas many years ago from somebody, Reb Shlomo Warman, but since then I've seen the Reb Chaim says it. Okay. Let's come to the pshat of the Heligach Sam Sofer, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with, but it's kedai to say over, and that is, Sam Sofer says that, you know, there are two types of Tanesim. There is Yom Shemes by Aviv Imai, the yard site, and there's a Tainus Chaloim. One you could fast on Shabbos, one you can't fast on Shabbos. Yom Shemes by Aviv Imai, you cannot fast on Shabbos. Tainus Chaloim, you could fast on Shabbos. What's the difference? What's an afkamina? So Chassam Sofer says an afkamina is you can't cry on Shabbos over spilled milk because maya hanyale, it's not accomplishing anything. But you could cry if the crying is going to accomplish something constructive. So Yom Shemes by Aviv Imai, it's a terrible day, but what are you crying for? Something that happened in the past? Your tears are not doing anything, so you can't fast on Shabbos. However, Tainus Chaloim, the Gemara says in Tainus, Yafe Tainus Chaloim ke Eish Binoyeras, right? Like fire in straw. That means when you fast for a Chaloim, you're accomplishing something. You're eradicating, you're abolishing the ominous effect of the dream. So from here we learn a yesod. On Shabbos, you're not to fast over the past, but you could fast if it's going to accomplish something for the future. So the Chassam Sofer is a megala, a tremendous side. What the makar is, Shach Chassam Sofer, makarei kadosh, and that is that on Tisha B'Av is a terrible, terrible day. But on Tisha B'Av, you're crying over spilled milk. So if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, you can't fast. Shavuot Sivatam is a terrible day. You're crying over spilled milk, the breaching of the walls. You can't fast on Shabbos. Asara B'Teves, says the Chassam Sofer, is the beginning of the process. Stamazoi, by the way, before we get to Chassam Sofer, the B'nai Yisoscha says straight up, Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa, Asara B'Teves was the first step of the process. That's when they surrounded the walls. The first step of the process is always the most bitter, and therefore it's so bitter, even if it would fall out on Shabbos, you could fast. But Chassam Sofer, Lefi Darkoi, explains that since it's the beginning of the process, every Asara B'Teves Hashem convenes Bezdin Shamala, and he decides whether the procedure and process of Churban will go into effect this year, right? We know the calendar, the Jewish calendar, it's a living calendar. It's not just things that happened in the past. If there was Churban, then every year on Asara B'Teves, it's like the enemy surrounding Yerushalayim, breaching on Shiva Asar, burning on Tisha B'Av. Every Asara B'Teves, the day that the Goyim surrounded the wall, Hashem convenes Bezin Shemailo, will there be a Tisha B'Av this year? Therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, it's not like Tisha B'Av, and it's not like Shavuot Sivatamos. You're not crying over spilled milk. Your tears and your fasting could make it that there won't be Churban this year. And therefore, you're allowed to fast on Asar B'Teves if it would come out on Shabbos, just like you're allowed to fast on for a bad dream. That's the Pshat Chassam Sofer. So last year, actually, Shlomo Kalman Gross showed me another piece in the Yaros Devash. And he just says something very interesting. I copied it today. This one is in, what we learned so far is in Chelek Sheni Drush Yud Beis. This is in Chelek Sheni Drush Vav. Everybody knows when is Mashiach Noilad? Tisha B'Av. It's a Medrash, right? Menachem was born. So the question is, so when was Mashiach conceived? So you would say 9 months earlier. So 9 months earlier is the ninth day of Cheshvan. Yeah? Kislev, Tetevet, Shvat, Adar, Tenisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. So it would be the ninth day of Cheshvan. Says Rabbi Yonasan, what are you talking about? He was in the Ibur was Mikutayim. It was 7 months. So Mashiach was the Heroyon of Mashiach is Asar B'Teves. As far as I know, nobody else says this. It's a tremendous thing. Now, so I was wondering, last year when Shlomo Kalman showed this to me, like, how do we know that Mashiach was, the heroine was the Mekutam? So I found in another Chassam Sofer, that Chassam Sofer says, Roiv Tzadikim are born early. Why? Because for most people, it's Bal Karcha Chatanoilad, right? It says, Nimnu V'gamru, Toiv Loi Shaloi Nivra. Better not to be around, right? Because you're not doing anything good in this world. But Tosa says that's for Hashem, but for Tzadikim, it's Toiv Loi Shanivra. So Tzadikim, they want to get out fast. So Chassam Sofer says, Roiv Tzadik are Noilad L'mekutayim. So then maybe we could assume then Mashiach was Noilad L'mekutayim. And that means the Heroyon of Mashiach is Asara B'Teves. Amazing. So it comes out. The most tragic day of the year is what? Tisha B'Av? Mashiach is born. Next, the most tragic day of the year, Asar B'Teves, Mashiach is conceived. I found in another Chassam Sofer that Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, you know what happened to Yud Zayin B'Tamuz? Bayaz lived with Rus and Oved was conceived. So it's interesting, maybe we could be Medayik. It says, Tzoyim Haraviv, Tzoyim HaChamish, Tzoyim HaShvi, yeah? L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sasin Simcha. It will be L'Beis Yehuda. Why L'Beis Yehuda? Why not for Klal? You know, why the emphasis on Beis Yehuda? Somehow, latent in these days, is a, besides the fact that it's a Yom Sasim Simcha for all of Klal Yisrael, but specifically for Machos Beis David. Oved was conceived. Mashiach will be conceived on Asar B'Teves. Mashiach will be born on Tisha B'Av. Maybe that's the emphasis on Beis Yehuda. So it comes out, let's just explain, it comes out very nice, that the same way the Chassam Sofer says, the beginning of the process of Churban is when Asar B'Teves, right? That's the Tisha B'Av is the grand finale. It's the grand finale for Churban, but it's also the grand finale for Binyan, Mashiach is born. Asar B'Teves is the Haschala of Churban. It's also the Haschala of the Binyan. It's the Heroya in a Mashiach. This is a very important day. This day is like, mamash, break it or make it or break it. Either we set things in the right motion, Mashiach is conceived, and you know, we're setting ourselves up to be in a good situation, or we're preparing ourselves for Chas v'Shalom disaster. But putting together this idea, Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, that Mashiach is conceived with the Chassam Sofer, that this is the beginning of the process of Churban. So, like, you see how Asar B'Teves plots the course, and then Tisha B'Av, it comes to fruition. So then, let me show you. I saw today an observation of Rabbi Yonasan in Chelek Risha and Drush Beis. Now let's look at the whole year. Okay, the year is what? 12 months. Every 3 months, it's like Zelu Umaze Asalikim on the 10th day of the month. 10th day of Tishrei, it's Gevaldig day. Yom Tov Yisrael, Kiyom HaKippurim. It's a day of Slicha, Mechila, Luchai Shniyos. That's the 10th day of Tishrei. 3 months later is what? Asar B'Teves, the beginning of the end. 3 months later, Gan into Eretz Yisrael. Exactly. Yod Nisan. Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. And what else? Shabbos HaGadol, the beginning of the Gula. Right? Because they even ask. Shabbos HaGadol is the only time that we commemorate a day of the week. Why don't we commemorate Yod Nisan, the day that it happened? So either the Taz or the Magen Avraham brings down that we don't commemorate Yod Nisan because Yod Nisan, people are going to think it's because that's the day we crossed the Yarden. Right? But it happened on Yod Nisan. And then 3 months later is what? Tes Tammuz, which is the breaching of the walls by, right? Yer Siman Tammuz, by Yisrishayim. So, it's like good, bad, good, bad. Zelu Umazah. First you have Yom Kippur on the 10th day, and then 3 months later you have Asar B'Teves. And then 3 months later you have Tzias Mitzrayim, and then 3 months later you have the breaching of the walls. That's the observation of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. But the truth is, based on what we're learning, even Asar, probably each day has its, you know, Asar B'Teves has it in and of itself, right? So then what is the redeeming factor of Yud-Zayin Tammuz? We said that's when Oved was conceived. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, it's Chasima, you know, it's a wonderful day, but there are Chasimas probably that are not so wonderful. And what happened on Yod Nisan that wasn't so good? I don't know. We don't need to know. But that's the idea. That's the concept. So we should talk about Zoicha in the few remaining moments of Asar B'Teves. We hope that Ben David should be Nisaber, the Heroyon should come, and should be Zoicha and Tisha B'Av to the Leida of Mashiach, Sheyavim Heri Yomeinu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.